Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. Let's jump right on into this little life update that I have going on. Okay, wow. I feel like it has been an absolute whirlwind, but in the best way. I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like the older that I'm getting, no matter how overwhelming things are or the amount of things that I have to do, I don't feel luckily too like all over the place and scattered. Like, you ever experience a time where you have so much to do that you actually decide to do nothing? I mean, I'm not saying that I'm completely free of that, but I'm able to just piece together my ideas and everything more cohesively in order to execute an actual plan. Now, I will be transparent and say this. I am a very organized person. I do have my moments where things will get a little, like, it's kind of like organized chaos. So I notice that when I'm writing in my planner less and I'm kind of just throwing notes, like little to-dos in my notes instead of writing it in a concise place, I don't know what is the catalyst of that or why it happens every now and again, but it does. It happens every now and again, like now. And it's like I notice my whiteboard in my room is not filled, which it normally is, and I'm kind of just writing my notes in my notepad instead of writing it in my planner in a planned type of, you know, thing on my iPad. And it's like, honestly, I love my iPad so much because, as you guys know, I digitized my life and it's honestly incredible. I highly suggest you guys do that. That way you can keep everything in one place and it synchronizes to all your devices. Yes. So in addition to that, I have also started, you know, a new sort of like fitness journey. Like, I mean, like serious fitness journey in the way that I never have. I aspire to look a way that I never have achieved before. And luckily, I'm finding that I'm extremely motivated, which feels so good. It honestly feels, I don't want to say effortless, but it really is just flowing for me. So I do have a plan that I am following. And to sum it up, it basically is more like whole foods, plant-based, because to be honest, when I first lost weight ever, right, when I went vegan, when I was like 20, 21 years old, right, because now I've been vegan for going on 8 years. So when I was 20, basically what happened was I lost weight. I lost like 40 something pounds and I was able to pretty much keep it off. Now, obviously in those 8 years, there have been so many different foods that have come out and I found myself gravitating more towards eating a lot of the vegan junk, also being less active. And think about it. Since when does eating a bag of chips and cookies and donuts and all these different things make you want to go to the gym? I mean, it's only in, you know, those moments where we've taken it a little too far that we realize, oh my God, because I've been eating this way, I have to actually go to the gym. Oh my gosh. That's honestly how it happens. And I just said to myself, you know, okay, Aisha, you're turning 28. Like, I don't want to keep cycling over and over again. I want to be my healthiest. I've been there before. I know how to achieve it. I know how it goes. And I want to feel my best, like how I did when I was 21, and really just get in shape and feel good about my body. I don't have like a specific date of, okay, by this time, I want to look exactly like this, which is honestly a beautiful thing to me. I'm genuinely just going with the flow and just making sure that I'm using and utilizing food as fuel and not so much as a reward. I'm not a foodie, so luckily I do have that on my side. I don't really care that much about trying a bunch of different foods and things like that, but I am a creature of habit, so once I do lock in and I do like something, sometimes I do tend to go a little bit, you know, overboard with it, but, you know, as it pertains to working out has always been something that I've genuinely enjoyed. And I know I've always teased and said, okay, I'm going to have a fitness like channel eventually one day. But what I actually think I'm going to start doing is I'm working on building my website. So, and I'm doing this by myself, actually. What I'm going to do is really have a section on there where it's going to be my entire like fitness journey, routine, schedule, all these different things. And I also want to start posting fitness reels and things like that. So I'm going to be posting the reels on Instagram everywhere. You're not going to miss it. Instagram Reels and Pinterest is a new platform that I'm also on. You guys definitely need to follow me on there. I'll post my Pinterest in the description box here and also in my highlights on my Instagram, because I really want to get into posting pins, because I really genuinely feel like that is a place that we all go for inspiration, and why not also put it on there, right? So that's another platform that I have been looking into is Pinterest, and my profile is public. I believe my name on there is, if I can honestly just find it for you guys right here and say it out loud, maybe that'll also be easier for you guys so you guys don't have to really do any work. So on here, my name is at Aisha with two A's at the end and Christina with two A's at the end. So it's Aisha with two A's and Christina with two A's. Obviously, I chose that because I guess my original name was not available. So it's literally Aisha Christina, but with an added A after the Aisha and also after the Christina. I hope that makes sense. So I recently just started, you know, posting my own type of original pins on there. And yeah, so make sure you guys follow me on there, because I'm going to be posting on there as well. And you guys have access to all of my personal Pinterest boards. So you guys can see what inspires me, the things that I've liked and that I've accumulated over the years. I don't know. I just find it to be really interesting. So that leads me to today's topic, right? Which is, it's all happening for you. It's all working in your favor. And I really feel like this is such an important message to remind you guys about. Why? Because I think oftentimes in life, whenever we feel stuck or we feel lost in regards to something, or we are overwhelmed by maybe how far we are from a goal, we don't realize that every single thing that we're going through and that we're enduring, whether it's pleasant or not, and a lot of the times it isn't, is all working in our favor. And this is just, this has been such a, you know, a learning journey for me, being on this platform and all the different things that I've gone through and, you know, my breaking moments and breaking points and things like that, and learning to prioritize my mental health and kind of just really figuring out myself as I was on the platform. You know, when I started out on YouTube, as you guys knew, like I was really just honestly how I am right now. But as I've mentioned to you guys, I did feel like I kind of lost myself along the way, in the sense where I was dormant and I wasn't allowing the fullness of my personality like it was in the beginning to shine through, because I was letting certain negativity get to me. And it's all a learning process. You know, when you are blindsided by things and, you know, blindsided by negativity, it's overwhelming, especially when, you know, the life that I live, I'm not used to drama and anything like that. I'm really not used to that at all. And so it's definitely an adjustment when you're on a platform and you feel like you see that. But of course, I now know it is definitely a part of the job. It's definitely something that I signed up for. And in these different experiences, it really has taught me resilience. And being on the other side of it and really sticking to my guns and still turning out on top and still being myself really is just top tier. Honestly, I really don't know how else to say it. And another thing, while I'm on that subject, actually, a little sidebar that I want to mention is, It is so important, Angels, especially I know I have a lot of listeners on here, which it just blows my mind. I love this so much, so I'm so happy. If you guys are listening to this, make sure that you are supporting all the creators that you enjoy. So for instance, if that's me and you're listening to this now, maybe watch, you know, the playlist, even let it play on autoplay. You don't even have to watch the words come out of my mouth, but as you're getting ready, doing whatever you do, just play a playlist, make sure that you engage in your favorite creator's content. That means liking it. That means commenting. A like goes a long way. I had someone comment the other day and said, hey, Aisha, I was going to DM you, but I decided to write a comment instead because I know that'll help you in the algorithm. And that really warmed my heart because it does. It absolutely helps. And for you to want to, for you to support someone, you have to realize as a creator, it goes a long way. You know, liking someone's post, engaging in their comment, in their comment section, all of these different things really do have a huge impact on the growth and acceleration of that creator and the channel. And being a girl's girl, and I'm sure you are a girl's girl, we want to spread the good news. We want to spread the gospel. We want to get this stuff out there. So I just want you guys to keep that in mind. I know I have a lot of listeners here, and I just want to say, you guys are, I'm sure a lot of you are subscribers of mine. And I just want to say, make sure that you're engaging in my content. And if you are a supporter of mine, and if you're listening to this, I'm sure that you are. And it goes a long way. So I'm definitely going to be more active in the community board and things like that, because I really want to start doing more lives. And I figured while I'm like building my site and in between time, of me setting up my consults and kind of rewiring how I'm going about doing my consults, I want to do the lives session so that given the topic, you guys can ask me anything as it pertains to that topic. And that will just give a lot of people a chance to speak to me one-on-one and get that advice. And then I also will have my one-on-one sessions and consultations. So it's a lot of stuff that I'm definitely doing, but it really has taught me about business too. I want to say this for, this is very relevant to the topic of it's all working for you. If you are someone that's an aspiring entrepreneur, you are someone that considers yourself to be a creator, you need to know every aspect of your business, because I promise you, it all seems fun when you want to outsource things and you want to get, you know, a team and all these different things. Yes, that's great. But I promise you, you need to know what's going on in your business, every nook and cranny firsthand before you outsource any project of any sort. Here's why. Because if you don't, you will get exploited. It is human nature when people don't know things, okay? People can take advantage of them because you don't know. For instance, let's say, hey, I want a website being built. Someone can charge me a crazy price and I can think, well, because I have zero knowledge of it and I don't want to do it myself, okay, I'm just going to give this person this money. When, think about it right now, there are so many different, you know, avenues and ways that we can create a bunch of things for ourselves. That is not to say don't outsource still, but what I'm saying is don't do it as a first option. You know, if you're just starting out on your channel or whatever the case is, you're not going to be like, I'm going to hire an editor and I just started my YouTube channel. Nobody does that. It's important to understand your craft and know what it takes to build those things in every aspect, because take it from me, like I'm the type of person where I'm like, you know what? I would rather just pay people for what they're naturally good at. I mean, honestly, why not? But there's a difference between having zero knowledge about what you're doing and outsourcing and having the knowledge of your business and what you're doing and outsourcing because, well, you simply just don't have the time anymore. There's a difference between the two. So I just want to leave that bit of information with you guys that's thought-provoking, that when it pertains to your business and things like that, you need to know a lot of it in and out. yes, it's going to be overwhelming at first when you want to build a website. You have to figure out how to edit. You have no idea how to do anything. You want to create all these reels. You want to make everything look aesthetic. You have to learn this platform. Everyone is saying use this app, but other people are saying use that app. Final Cut Pro costs money. But that's what you really want. So, you know, iMovie is a free option for you to use as well as it pertains to editing. I don't know. I just feel like somebody definitely needed to hear that, because it's stepping into anything is going to be overwhelming at first. But I promise you, every single thing matters. You need to know what's going on in your business and in your life. Otherwise, people are going to, you know, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position in the worst way, where people can take advantage of that naturally just because they can, because they know more about, you know, your craft. So don't underestimate yourself and think that you cannot do something. If something is a true desire of yours, really try and take, you know, interest in the best way that you can to learn as much about it as possible. Same with me in fitness. To be honest, this is the first time I've ever counted macros and things like that. I have lost weight and never counted calories in my life. I'm not even exaggerating. But this time I'm like, you know what? I'd love to see what a certain regimented diet looks like. I'd like to see the results of that. I'd like to see what I'm inputting into my body. And for some reason, it just doesn't seem overwhelming to me this time. I'm not cheating, because I realize the only person you're cheating is yourself. The joke's going to be on you. You think you're getting away with, I'm just going to eat this, I'm going to eat that. When you realize the amount of work that you have to put in the gym, it becomes intuitive and natural to you, where you just don't want to eat certain things because, one, it's not going to make you feel good. And two, you realize, what's the point in me burning, you know, 300 calories at the gym, and then I go scarf down a bag of M&Ms and I literally just ate that in 3 seconds and the workout's gone down the drain. It just doesn't make any sense. I think there's just a natural progression of when you start getting into fitness. Listen, I was the girl that I would go work out when I first started my journey. I would literally leave and go eat Checkers and fast food and Wendy's and stuff like that right after I would leave the gym. I mean, absolutely asinine to me at this point. You know what I mean? It happens every now and again, but when you really are dedicated and you're focused on something, I mean, you really just hone in and you're just like, I'm not going to do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth me, you know, we're ruining that entire workout, and then I'm eating garbage on top of that. Like, no, it doesn't make any sense. You can't fuel your body with absolute garbage and expect to feel good during your workouts. And again, this is something that you will progress to. This is not something that you start out doing, because I have been there too, you know? And this is another thing. Let people on your journey of things all working out for you and working in your favor, be gentle with yourself and other people. Everyone is not going to be at every level that you're at. And I understand, it's like some people, they have this thing where it's like, once they learn something, completely forgetting that they at one point, you know, felt very, had strong views about something and it has changed, they want to like force that on other people. Let me try and think of an example. I don't know. I just don't see the point of, you know, I'll just use the example of the food. I don't see the point of you eating certain things when you're going to the gym. I mean, it's just going to sabotage you. Like, it doesn't matter. Let people do whatever it is that they want to do. It's a gradual process. When I first started, working out initially before I completely went vegan, I was eating garbage still and going to the gym at the same time. Like this is like my lifestyle. This is not a diet. This is my lifestyle. I've been doing this into fitness since I was literally 20 years old. You know, my mom has always been pretty much into fitness as well. So it does come a little bit more natural as I have gotten older. But let people in whatever area it is let them go through whatever they need to go through. I understand when we are friends with people, we want to just stop them from doing certain things. We think that we're doing preventative measure, whatever it is. But sometimes you really just, there's no better, best teacher other than experience, right? Okay. If their lives are not being harmed significantly and they're not doing absolutely crazy things, let people make their own mistakes that are tailored for their lives. Please and thank you. I think we don't realize a lot of the times that we like to play the judge and jury. And I don't know who appointed us to do so, but we really do like to do that. And it's just, it really is interesting to me because people like to feel like they can give and take and dictate and do all these different things. And it's like, where does that come from? Oh, I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from feeling powerless because, and honestly insecure because you have to be controlling, right, of everything that's going on. There's a difference between being organized and orderly versus controlling. Very different things. Okay, because even though I'm a very organized person, I'm still flexible. Like if something doesn't go according, you know, to plan, or let's say a friend cancels plans or something, I'm not like, oh my God, like my whole day sucks. Oh my goodness, like what am I gonna do? Like it does not bother me. It's not that deep. Hello, it really isn't. You have to be flexible in life, okay? That's what's going to get you through a lot of different things. You know, you might bend a little bit, you know what I mean? And you bounce right back. That's honestly how it goes in life. Otherwise, you know, when they say when you fall and you get up, you're not, what are you going to do? Just stay down there? You know what they say? What is that saying where they say, as it pertains to dieting, right? Or changing your lifestyle. I don't want to say dieting, but changing your lifestyle. If you eat an unhealthy meal, you know, why is it that we're like, oh, screw it. I already ate, you know, 5 Oreos. I'm just going to eat the whole bag, as opposed to, because that's literally the equivalent of, oh, I dropped my cell phone. I'm going to keep dropping it till it breaks. Do you understand? And it does take willpower, but if you think about it, principally, it's a pretty strong, you know, thing to consider. Like, balance in all the things that we do is so important in life, okay? Balance in everything. I can't tell you how many times I have just felt defeated. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this as well. I have definitely felt defeated at certain points in my life, and it sucked, okay? It was very difficult. It was very hard, especially when, you know, naturally I was always, like I said, in my Nice for What video. That video is honestly one of my favorite videos that I've done, especially as of late, and the feedback on that was absolutely amazing too. You guys were just agreeing with me where it's like, there will be people in life that want to try and humble you. They don't feel like you deserve something. And who were they? Who were they? Nobody. Because nobody tries to bring anyone down that they already don't feel like is above them. How can you? If you're trying to drag someone down, that means that you feel like they're above you in order to drag them down. And there will be miserable people in life that are like that. And they're so disconnected from reality and, you know, themselves, that they feel like they genuinely have the power to do so. And those people are the people that are our biggest, you know, lesson. Those people are our biggest lessons. Sorry, I got jumbled there for a second. Those people are the people that are going to teach you how not to be. And is honestly, as difficult as it is to have sympathy for people like that, that are constantly trying to be vengeful and vindictive and insane towards you, you honestly have to pity them to some degree, because it's like, wow, how delusional and hurt are you that you have to just be this way? You know, you ever just meet someone in life and they're just horrible, like they're just nasty for no reason, it seems. It's because it has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. And those types of people, they just find who they think they can prey on And then they just unleash all of that ugliness onto you. And this is why true power and resilience is in silence. That is a, even if you read Robert Greene's books, I love his work. I have all of his books. When he talks about the strategy of war, right? And the art of war, whoever reacts is the loser. All right. Whoever is the one that reacts or is the weakest link, I should honestly say, for lack of a better term, whoever reacts the strongest is the weakest. The loudest person in the room is always the weakest person. I don't care what anybody says, because at the end of the day, and I've said this a million ways till Sunday, confidence is quiet. When you know something, you don't need to walk around constantly trying to prove it. You don't need to do that. It's just like, for instance, if you know that, you know, you're dating this guy, you guys have been in a committed relationship, you feel very secure in your relationship. Let's say you go out to dinner or something, you're not walking around saying like, that's my boyfriend. Oh, did you know this is my boyfriend? Yeah, this is my boyfriend. Oh my God, I love my boy. Like, you're not constantly throwing that in people's faces. But if you're someone that's going to be insecure, you don't feel this security in your relationship, you're more than likely going to be the person that's, you know, trying to prove your relationship or something of that sort, you know, on, you know, to people in general. You're going to feel the need to do that. People that always are super reactionary, they lack control of themselves. And at the end of the day, we are a human species, right? So we are given something called choice power. Animals in the kingdom, they are reactionary, right? So something, you know, if they, you know, are out somewhere and they have to, like, you know, scratch their butt or whatever the case is, or just like poop anywhere, they're going to do that. But we being human beings, we're like, oh, let me find a bathroom to go to. Let me do this in, you know, with discretion or not at all, because this is not the place and time. So people that have such an impulsive, reactionary type of, you know, behavior or personality, behavioral pattern personality, those are people that are not to be trusted. So how does this tie into it's all working for you? I say that to say this. You will be tried. You will be tested on your journey of whatever it is. You will be overwhelmed at times. People are going to doubt you. People that genuinely love you and want the best for you are going to tell you, you know what, girl, maybe you should consider something else. You know, like, I understand you have these goals, you have these dreams, but I don't know. It doesn't really seem that realistic right now, because I love you, but look at where you are. And if you are a big dreamer, okay, and I can only speak from a creator's perspective, and you are a passionate person, this eats away at you. It's very sensitive. As a creator, as you're climbing and you're building up that confidence in yourself and trying to find what works for you, you have to be very sensitive about who you speak to and what you say to them, because they will shoot down certain things, and not even intentionally all the time, because to them it just sounds crazy. I'm sorry, girl, but how are you going to buy a car when you literally still drive your parents' car? Girl, how are you going to move out of your house when you don't really have like a high paying job right now? Like, I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? There will be people that will try and do things because they're looking at, you know, their version of reality, or maybe what they feel like your reality is, and they don't see beyond that. They are not meant to see beyond that, because it is your vision for a reason. So you have to understand that all these different things that you go through are happening for a reason. They are building you. They're building character. They're building resilience. And I know that it's so hard and it's difficult when you're going through things and you're really in the storm and it feels unfair. It absolutely does. And even when it's over, sometimes it still does. But what are you going to do? It is not always our fault. And a lot of the times it's not our fault the things that happen to us and the things that we endure. But it is absolutely 100% our job to heal from them. Okay? It's our job to figure out, what is this here to teach me? That's what our job is. And when the going gets tough, you can't just throw in the towel. You can't give up on yourself at the very least. You have to surround yourself around such positive and inspiring people who inspires you. If you're around people that are constantly being negative, this girl said that she makes X amount of money a month. Like, girl, please, like, how are you even doing that? Stay away from the people that speak like that, because that's not going to help you get to where you want to get to in any capacity. All right. If people want to be naysayers and they want to project their own limiting fear beliefs out into the world, you steer clear away from that, because you're more than likely going to turn out like the first five people that you hang out with. This is literally science. So you have to really change your circle or distance yourself. Let them know, hey, guys, I'm kind of on a self, you know, improvement journey. And I really could use you guys' support. So I'm not intentionally trying to be distant, but I just really kind of want to be a hermit right now and focus on improving myself and changing certain things, because I have places and goals in mind and aspirations that I, you know, would like to achieve. Something of that nature. You can kind of word it like that. At the end of the day, the people that love you are going to support you. I saw something the other day on Instagram that said, people that create boundaries with you are not trying to offend you. It's actually their way of trying to create a relationship with you. And I love that. If you tell somebody, hey, I don't like when you say X and X to me, and I would appreciate it if I didn't do something or I did something that upset you, that you would say it to me or say it in a way or deliver the message in a way that is, you know, a little kinder given, you know, our relationship or, you know, whatever your boundary may be particularly. Or we've all had to, you know, experience friends in the past where maybe, let's say, they're mad at you, right? But you have no idea what's going on. And you're always having to pry and be like, hey, we haven't spoken in a couple of days. Like, what's going on? So a boundary, honestly, in this case could look like, hey, I noticed we haven't spoken in a couple of days. I'm not really sure what happened between us. I'd love to talk and communicate about what's going on in your mind. And we can, you know, express ourselves to each other respectfully and freely so that we can kind of hash this out and see if there's a resolution, as opposed to staying in silence. That's not friendship. You cannot build friendship when people are harboring thoughts, they can't express themselves, all these different things. You cannot build any true bond by not being vulnerable at all. And you also can't be friends with people, because I remember even growing up, I used to be friends with this girl, and it's like, every time she would see me, it would be like this like weird game of who's going to speak to who first. And if I didn't say hi to her first or whatever the case is, she would assume we're fighting. So then she'd start acting funny, or she would ignore me or whatever the case is. And thank God that was so long gone. But I'm sure we've all experienced people out there that are kind of like that. They're just weird, honestly, to say the least. So of creating a boundary in that moment would be, hey, you express to that friend, hey, this is how I feel. I want to have a relationship with you, which is why I'm opening up the floor. At the end of the day, I'm not even the one that's mad. You're mad at what I don't know, but I'm willing to discuss it. That is also a form of a boundary as well. And it is absolutely a way to build a relationship and maintain a relationship with someone that you genuinely care about when you create those boundaries. That's what boundaries are for, so that everyone understands their role and they're respecting and respectful of one another. Do you understand what it is that I'm trying to say? So I say all that to say that in life, I want you to remember that it is only you, okay? hands down, that is going to get you to where it is that you need to be. You have to really pay attention to who you're surrounded by. It makes those moments of uncertainty and feeling stuck a little easier, okay? Because life gets tough. It really does. It really does. And you have to be sensitive about who you spend your time with and things like that, because you don't realize that all the trials and tribulations that are working in your favor are figure outable when you have constant negativity in your ear. Oh, well, I don't see how this is possible. And oh, that's not fun. You know what I mean? Pay attention to the conversations and things that maybe some of your friends are having about others. And it's going to make you feel uncomfortable, because if you're already feeling like sometimes we advance out of friendships, and that's very difficult for some people to understand. And it's, you're getting all this fear and anxiety. Oh my God, like, how do I don't feel like we're aligning anymore. Our desires are not aligning anymore. It's very difficult to, you know, come to that conclusion, and it's confusing on how to go about something like that, especially when you feel called to something different, right? People, the way they react to that, but the way, to me, it all goes back to love and respect. If you love and respect and care for somebody, you're going to let them fly, because to me, love is freedom. Okay? If you love somebody, you're going to set them free, because you don't have a choice. You cannot change people literally at all. All right? You literally can't. You can barely change yourself. I mean, think about it. Think about how hard it is to change ourselves and implement a new habit into our lives. Think about how difficult that is. So it's crazy that, honestly, when people think that they can change other people, when it's very difficult to change ourselves. And I really hope that this is encouraging for you guys. And I really want you to believe in yourselves and know that everything that you're going through is working out in your favor. I don't care what's going on. I don't care how dark it seems. I don't care what things look like. I promise you, it's all going to make sense in the end. And instead, as difficult as it is, surrender to the process. Surrender to the process. You know what? I'm just going to stop fighting this. I'm going to stop trying to hold on to this dead relationship. I'm going to just let it die. I'm going to let it fall by the wayside, because it's over. What am I clinging on to? The comfortability of it? But it's done. It's already done. And this is the thing too. We get so caught up in trying to rewrite and rewire. It's like, okay, babe, after the third time, why are we not learning by now? And if we're not learning by then that means that we're not ready yet. And then some people, they stay in that cycle of never being ready, but yet still complaining and being bothered by the circumstances, but not understanding that they are the architect of their own misfortune. Doing that self-audit is very, very important. To realize where you can accept accountability for your role in certain things. And where, and to be able to identify where you can actually make changes. Okay? So, angels, I hope that that really encouraged you. Make sure, like I said, that you are supporting my content. You know, I will be going live. I'm probably going to go live, honestly, on Friday. I think that'll be best. I know I didn't do an upload for this week. I was content creating my video treatments for this week, actually, amongst a plethora of other things, and really getting back into fitness. I, too, myself, to be transparent, am trying to find the balance in that as well. So, I hope that makes sense, and I will speak to you guys next week.